the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were trying to have a look at the different points regarding this verse of the Holy Quran. This verse of chapter Baqarah, the 186th verse, says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And when my servants ask you concerning me, then surely I am very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانٌ. I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls on me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So they should answer my call and believe in me that they may walk in the right way. Regarding this verse, we said that there are a number of delicate issues pointed out in this very verse, and the author of Al-Mizan believes that this very verse is using different techniques of supplication in the most elegant style. Now, let's have a look at the different points regarding the verse. The very first point is that the verse does not refer to a third person. Rather, it uses a first person singular, which clearly depicts the concern of Allah towards supplication. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you concerning me, I am very near. So this is the first point, using the first person singular form. The second point is that the believers are not indicated by people, but rather the Almighty Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. When my servants ask you concerning me, not the people. This shows the close relation between Allah and his servants. And moreover, I assume that this is a very clear and direct point to the fact that the entity, the spirit of servitude, is the thing that makes the human beings human, makes them different from other creatures. This is their servitude that make them makes their connection with the Almighty Allah. Anyway, this was the second point, using servants instead of the people. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي. And this shows that close relation between Allah and His servants. Now, the third point is that the Almighty Allah does not use any intermediary. He rather uses I and refers to himself as the responder to the supplication. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ. When my servants ask you concerning me, then surely I am near. I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls on me. So there is no intermediary involved in here. I am the one who will respond. The fourth point regarding the verse is that the emphasis maker إن is used. فإني قريب, then surely I am very near. And the fifth point is that the Almighty Allah uses the word قرب, meaning a closeness, and this shows eternity and stability. فإني قريب, the Almighty Allah says. The sixth point is that the word أجيبُ, I respond to, is used in the future tense, which indicates somehow stability and duration, and repetition of the responding to the supplication. And the last but not least is that the supplicant should be honest and sincere in his supplication. So the condition for the response in the supplication relies on the supplicant himself.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
So, brothers and sisters, after mentioning different points regarding this verse of chapter Baqarah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, the author of Al-Mizan says that this very verse has been arranged concisely and in a delicate manner. And the first person singular pronoun I is used 7 times, which is a very unique phenomenon in the Holy Quran. What are the most important issues included in this holy verse? Regarding supplication and that of Almighty Allah's promise to respond to that supplication, is that it has mentioned some constituents for supplication. I mean, we can infer that the verse is suggesting that the true kind of supplication must be having different constituents. The true kind of supplication is made up of different parts. The first constituent is the kind of attraction between the supplicant and Allah. The second constituent is the supplicant, the one who should have certain conditions for his supplication to be responded to. The supplication should be sincere in his intention. He must be having intention, and he must not using only spiritless words without any intention beyond. And this is because, as it has been mentioned earlier, the mouth's tongue should express the heart's tongue. So a wandering heart, a lah قَلْبٍ لَهُ, as the traditions suggest, and an ignorant heart cannot be a true supplicant. And the third constituent is Allah Himself, or the one who is مَدْعُوّ, the invoked one. And this means that the supplicant should recognize his God and should know that Almighty Allah is unique. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To be close, close to you through